GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME139 for $7.49.com domain names. GoDaddy.com. Tango Papa 1112, July 14, 2009.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Safe Music Network. The name of the artist is Black Lab. The name of the song is Remember. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening once again from home. Had kind of a interesting day today. I spent most of it here at home, kind of just messing around. I did meet my friend Gene up in Bentonville this time instead of Bella Vista for lunch, and then I stopped by Radio Shack on my way home and got a little connector part that I was needing so I can listen to podcasts a little bit easier on my phone. I needed a 2.5 to 3.5 inch adapter so that I could be able to listen to podcasts properly on my phone, you know, because this last month particularly I've been listening with just the earbuds all the time, and that gets kind of old. It's nice to be able to plug in the FM adapter from time to time, and so I had one of those things, an adapter, and the one I had lasted for about a year, and then it finally got a problem, you know, the little wire broke. And so then I bought this kit thing at Walmart that had one in it, and it didn't work. Obviously, I don't know what the matter was, but probably should have took it back, but I didn't, and it just didn't work. And so this past month in particular, I've just been without it. So I went to Radio Shack, and that's what I should have done in the first place. And the guy was actually knowledgeable. He said there's two different types that of those adapters, and tried one of them right there in the store, and it was the wrong type because it was just coming out one side. Probably like the right side. And so he said, well, you need the other one, and the other one works perfectly. So I'll be able to not only listen with the FM adapter, but when I'm in my pickup, I have a cassette player in the pickup besides a CD player. So I'll be able to listen, you know, while I'm driving my pickup as well. Plug the phone in and just listen to, you know, whatever podcast usually. So that should work out pretty well. So got that took care of. Then this evening, I decided I was going to go, you know, after it cooled off a little bit, I decided I was going to go for a motorcycle ride. And I got about a mile from, you know, the Greenland, Arkansas exit. There's a little truck stop there. And about a mile from the exit, the engine sputtered a little bit, and then it kind of sputtered, and then it ran, and then it sputtered some more, and then it was clear that it was out of gas. And so I got pretty close to the exit. It coasted. I was able to coast and get pretty close to the exit. And so it was kind of hot and humid, but I just kind of took my time, and I walked the thing down, you know, up closer, you know, up the exit, and then once you get pretty far, I'd say at least halfway into the exit, then there's, you're maybe a little bit farther, but then there, it kind of goes downhill. And so then once I got to the downhill part, I was able to kind of coast a little bit, and I got almost to the end of the exit, and so I parked it, and kind of locked it up and walked over to the under the freeway over to the truck stop on the other side, and I was able to buy a small 1 gallon gas can, plastic gas can, and bought a gallon of gas, and then I walked back and put the gas in the motorcycle and got it running again, and then I took the motorcycle over to the truck stop and filled it the rest of the way up. It only holds about 3 gallons. And then came back home. And I was pretty much all wet, because I worked up quite a sweat while I was, because it was still pretty hot, warm, and humid while I was while I was walking that thing, you know, because in part of it, it was mostly flat, but there might have been a little bit of an uphill thing. It was mostly flat. If it had been very much uphill, there's no way I would have just had to park it right there and just walk all the way down to the, you know, the bottom of the exit. But in any case, got that took care of and didn't have to call anybody to come rescue me. So, but I think, you know, I got to thinking, you know, what happened? Now, when I was home the last time, I rode the thing, you know, after I rode it on the last day I was home. I got, you know, I was able to get, you know, I had to order a replacement battery. I was having battery problems, and so I had to order a replacement battery, and so I got that new battery put in there. And I did go for a ride the last day I was home, a month ago, the last day I was home. And so, now normally I fill the thing up, you know, it's got an odometer and then it's got a trip odometer. And normally whenever I get gas, whenever I fill the, you know, whenever I fill the tank up, I always reset the odometer to zero. And normally when it gets to about 90 miles, around 90 miles, that's when I always fill it up. Either before then, you know, I don't like to go much past 90 miles. And today, you know, the odometer was saying about 75 miles when it ran out of gas. And so I got to thinking, when I went for that ride when I was home for a month ago after I put the battery in there, you know, the odometer didn't show that many miles, and so I thought, well, there's no point, you know, I just didn't put any gas in it. And I got to thinking, well, it, you know, that thing may have sat there for several months on, you know, since the last time I actually put gas in it. And, you know, because several times that I've been home, you know, when it was during the winter and during the, you know, the spring, it was either, you know, I'd get home and it was raining, or, you know, for some reason or other, I wasn't able to go, you know, to ride it. And or even, you know, during the winter, you know, sometimes during the winter, depending on when, you know, when it hits, you know, when I get home, there, you know, we usually end up with some warm days, you know, days that are warm enough to go riding. And but at this time, this winter, it just didn't work out. So, you know, because in the past there have been times when I'm able to ride it every time I'm home practically. So the thing sat there for several months, and so the gas had to have evaporated out. And I just didn't realize it. That's never actually happened to me before, you know, because normally I'm riding it sooner than that, and it's not sitting there long enough for the gas to evaporate. You know, because usually if I ride it very much, or if I take it for a ride, I always end up putting more, you know, filling it up with gas again. So, there you go. So in any case, I was able to walk to the truck stop and get some gas and then get it running again and made it back home. And so maybe tomorrow, you know, after it cools off again, maybe I can go riding some more. But it's just been very hot here, and we've been, kind of been threatened with some thunderstorms. It's the humidity is really high, and now today it was kind of, you know, there were quite a few clouds in the sky, and it was really humid. But the sun was out most of the time, even though the sky kind of was cloudy, and there were some, I guess, some heat showers here and there, but it didn't happen here. It, you know, it never did rain here. Once, I guess late last night, there was some lightning and thunder, and then this afternoon, I guess, you know, kind of early this evening, or late this afternoon, there was some thunder, but it just never reached out here. But, so it, you know, it's just been kind of threatening with, you know, with thunderstorms. but I don't think anything really happened. Just here and there, maybe, but it's just been really, really hot and humid. But so the moral of the story is, if the thing sets very long, you know, I'm going to fill it up with gas. Because that's the first time I've actually had, you know, noticed or it sat there long enough for the gas to evaporate. You know, maybe I don't know. Now, the gas cap, it's got a gasket on it, but I guess, you know, there's probably some sort of a release thing. Although they don't, you know, they for environmental reasons, you know, they try to keep the gas cap from venting. So I don't know. Maybe the thing's just, you know, of course the motorcycle's 10 years old at this point. And so it's possible that the, gasket on the gas cap just isn't as efficient as it once was. So lesson learned. But you know, those stuff like that happens. I've got a clip here that Michael Moss sent me. I guess he sent it a few days ago. So let's go ahead and play that. And I think I kind of listened through it to make sure that it was loud enough. But let's go ahead and give that a listen.
Hello there, Michael Moss here. I'm sending this audio file to you because I'd like you to be able to respond back as a part of a future podcast that I'm going to be doing here regarding this particular subject. Now, of course, the best thing to do would be to respond back in an MP3, and I can tell you where to send that MP3, the best way to get it to me. But if not, I can also work on getting a call-in number where you can call it in and just voice it in over the telephone or cell phone or Skype or what have you. What I want to get your opinions on is the bill in Congress called H.R. 1388. Now, this is also known as the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act. And as I say here on opencongress.org, a bill entitled the Edward Kennedy Serve America Act, an act to reauthorize and reform the national service laws. The Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act, formerly the Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education, or the GIVE Act, authorizes dramatic funding increase for AmeriCorps and other volunteer programs and the creation of new programs for seniors and veterans. It establishes a goal of expanding from 75,000 government-supported volunteers to 250,000 and would increase education funding and establish a summer volunteer program for students, paying $500, which would be applied to college costs, to high school and middle school students who participate. Now, President Barack Obama signed the legislation on April 21st, 2009. While it authorizes $5.7 billion over the next 6 years, Congress still must approve the funding as part of the budget. Now, taking a look at this, I mean, there's been quite a bit going on with this. And as a matter of fact, I do believe that on June 21st, it was passed. On June 21st, this was actually passed in the House of Representatives. And an Obama administration plan to allocate $20.3 million. It was also brought forth for some. But basically, it's kind of, depending on how you look at it, it's kind of almost, you know, for like middle school and high school students, it's almost like it's not totally volunteer. It's like there's a little bit of more of a mandatory action to do this. Now, I don't know, you know, how much you guys know about this or how much, what do you think about this, about, you know, required volunteering for the government? You know, because I always thought volunteering was, well, voluntary. So what do you think about that? Like I said, again, just let me know via MP3 so I can put this on the podcast, or podcast, plural, or I will set up a call-in number where you guys can call it in as well. So that's what I'm looking for from you guys on this. Some feedback on. Let's get a good discussion going on this. Okay. Thank you all much. Talk to you later.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. And so I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm going to give my response right now, and I'll. You can either cut this out, and. You know, and do it that way, and I will also try to cut it out and send it to you. But so my response to this bill, this so-called mandatory volunteerism bill, you know, I'm going to say something radical, and I know I've got a problem because. There are a lot of people that are, they kind of see that the direction the country's gone in, and, you know, quite frankly, it's gone over a cliff. We've lost our country. We've lost the United States of America. It's lost right now. And we've gone over a cliff, and we're in, you know, we're just in free fall. And so a lot of people are trying to bury their head in the sand, and they're just think, you know, because I have people saying, well, you should think positively. You know, I had my mom the other day. She listened to one or two of my podcasts, and she told me, well, you would probably get a lot more listeners if you would just do tech stuff. Just talk about tech stuff. You know, don't talk about all this other stuff. Just talk about tech stuff. Be, you know, people want to escape. And that's probably too true. People probably do want to escape. And I could talk about tech stuff. You know, I'm interested in it. I could talk about it. But the problem is that that's not all that I think about. This podcast is what I think about. And sometimes it's tech stuff. Sometimes, you know, it may be music. But other times, you know, it's about the direction the country's going in. Now, this mandatory volunteerism, you know, it's the beginning. If something doesn't happen, this is the beginning. Here it comes. It's going to be radical. This is the beginning of death squads. This is the beginning of people being rounded up. This is the beginning of people being taken to concentration camps, and maybe, you know, and then for, you know, if it continues to deteriorate, it's the beginning of people being murdered, of different citizens being murdered. You've got, you know, these youth squads, you know, they're teaching kids how to tattle on their parents. You know, they're teaching them all kinds of environmentalist lunacy. A lot of it is just total idiocy. And then, you know, and then they're coming back and they're saying, well, you know, they're trying to make laws that we can't talk about these things. You know, basically creating thought crimes. Can't, you know, if you want to criticize, you know, like in the old Soviet Union, if you wanted to criticize the government, you better go in your bathroom and make sure there were no microphones, and then you get in there with somebody and lock the door and whisper, and then you could criticize it. And that's where we're headed in the United States. Because, you know, people are trying, they just want to kind of bury their head in the sand and pretend like it's not going to happen. You know, just enjoy their lives while they still can. There's a lot of people that have that attitude, that they're just going to try to enjoy what time they have left before it gets worse. But this, you know, mandatory volunteer, it's Orwellian doublespeak. It's total doublespeak. It's slavery. Mandatory, if, you know, the word mandatory means if you have to do it, you know, either that or they're coercing you to do it. You know, pay you $500 to, you know, like a tuition or whatever that they call it, and to get you to do it. But, you know, if they're going to, you know, ultimately they're going to try to force people, you know, they're going to try to force people, and it's going to be kids. They don't care so much about the adults. They'd like to get them too if they could, but they're going to do it with the kids. You know, and quite frankly, that's how, you want to know how America fell. Well, it's been going on for about 30 or 40 years. It's, well, you know, probably even longer than that. But in particular, it's, you know, it really has been going on. There's been this long, slow slide for probably 30 or 40 years. And then, you know, in the recent 6 months, it was like we went over the cliff. The absolute wrong people got into office. And basically communists. There, I said it. Communists. We have a communist president, communist administration, communist Congress. The communists are dominating. You know, they're calling themselves liberal or progressive or whatever, but it's communism. It's Marxism. Whatever you want to call it, it's communism. You know, and they don't want to be criticized. They want their way. And quite frankly, you look at what's happened over the past, particularly 6 months, but it, you know, the real first indication that something was up, and I talked about it at the time. You go back, and I don't know what podcast it was, but it was probably a couple of years ago. I talked about it at the time, you know, all this anti-smoking fervor that was going on. And, you know, they were just passing these laws just right and left. And there was, and people, you know, in the past, people would have, you know, politicians would have dared not do something like that. But, you know, they started passing that, and it was, you know, and even though it took away private property rights, everybody was just pretty much rolling over, you know, in different communities. It started first, of course, California and New York State have had anti-smoking, you know, like a smoking ban in public places, so-called public places, you know, including private property like restaurants and what have you. They've had, you know, they've had a smoking ban in California for years, you know, but then it was in New York State, and they've had it for years, you know, the state part of upstate New York. But those are just two liberal states. But then it started going all over the place. You know, cities started passing it, and then states started passing it. And there was very little opposition to it. And I knew at that point that something was up, because they would have never dared to do that. You know, like back in the 60s or 70s, they would have never dared to do that. But as soon as they saw, as soon as those politicians saw that they could just take private property rights away so easily, it was like taking candy from a baby. I knew, and I said at the time, it was just going to be a matter of time before they started passing all kinds of outrageous laws. You know, and something like that, you know, you think, well, they're going to be reasonable. And there's a lot of people, quite frankly, that, you know, they don't like smoking. They don't want to smell it. They don't want to see it. You know, they don't want to have to deal with it in public. They want to be able to go to, you know, the argument is they want to be able to go to a restaurant and not have to, you know, even if the smoking part's segregated, they don't want to even have to smell it or even deal with it at all. But yet those people don't go to those restaurants, you know. But there's plenty of people, the majority of people don't smoke, and so they think, oh, well, I don't care. You know, I don't care about that. You know, let it happen. Well, it, you know, but that was the indication. You know, forget about smoking. Forget about whether you like it or not. It's private property rights. If somebody owns a restaurant, if they own the place, then they should be able to declare what goes on in there. But that was taken away. And so then it was just a matter of time before, they start passing all other kinds of laws, and so they're going to start, now they're talking about all these massive, massive tax increases, forcing you into slavery, basically. And it's, and it's kind of a covert thing, but it's going to become more overt. And it is becoming more overt. If I want to volunteer to do something, like volunteer to give money to a private charity, then I'll do that. And I do that sometimes. But if I want to volunteer for something, that's my business. If I want to buy something, that's my business. It's not up to the government to tell me what to do. Or to tell me what to buy or what I can't buy. What I can do, what I can't do. But at this point, we've gone over the cliff. At this point, our country is gone. We still have the illusion that we still have some modicum of freedom, but rest assured, it's being taken away. And unless there's a remote chance that people might wake up, but that's probably pretty damned remote at this point. And I said this before, and it bears repeating, we're headed for a bloodbath because there's plenty of people in this country that are armed. That's one difference between this country and other countries that have fallen to this sort of tyranny. There's a lot of people in this country that are armed. And when they start sending these squads around, the death squads, and that's what it's going to evolve into. When they start doing that, rounding up people, trying to round up guns, etc., etc., inspect your houses, because that's another thing that they're passing. There are going to be people that are going to rebel, and of course the news media is going to try to paint those people as terrorists. Right now they're saying that, me talking the way I am right now, he's a terrorist. That's low-level terrorism, terrorist speech. Or he's inciting riots, trying to incite riots, or incite disobedience. But there's no such thing as mandatory volunteerism. It's a complete oxymoron. It's a complete doublespeak. All of these bills that they're passing, they're naming it, they come up with some stupid name, that makes it sound like it's something wonderful. And it actually does, if you really carefully look at it, most of these bills actually do the opposite of what they say, or they do something entirely different. But while all this is going on, what's on the news? Michael Jackson, 24/7, Michael Jackson. Did he die of drugs? Or did somebody murder him, is what they're saying now. Who gives a rat shit? Our country is going to hell in a handbasket, and all that's on the news is Michael Jackson. You know, and people just want to bury their head in the sand and pretend, well, it's, you know, maybe it won't get me. Maybe if I be quiet, they won't, they'll leave me alone. Well, no, they won't. They won't leave you alone. A little bit is never enough. They'll take all your money, and that won't be enough. They want your allegiance. And that won't be enough either. And if you're undesirable, they'll just let you die. You know, it's going to start out, it's, you know, kind of a softer tyranny, but if it continues, it'll guarantee you 100%. It's going to progress into full fledged tyranny. You'll end up with something like what happened in Cambodia with Pol Pot. You know, where millions of people are murdered. You don't think that can happen in America? It damn sure can. But there one of the differences is there are people that will fight back. And that's why I say we're headed for a bloodbath. I'm not hoping for a bloodbath. I would rather that we just all kind of wake up and kind of pull ourselves back over the brink. But I don't think that's going to happen. We're possibly headed for a new dark age. And there will be people that feed their, you know, this thing, if this thing passes the entire Congress, this mandatory volunteerism, if that passes the entire Congress, then that won't be enough. They'll add to it. And I guarantee you there will be people that feed their kids to that system. Because they don't want to face reality. They don't have the guts to deal with the government. They don't have the guts to stand up. You know, and then they wait until, you know, the government has all of the power, and then they can't stand up. If you were living in a country like Iraq under Saddam Hussein, you dare not criticize, you know, even if you looked at somebody wrong, they might kill you or mutilate you. The people living under Saddam Hussein were complete slaves. Slaves to an insane system and an insane dictator. And that's exactly what we're headed for. So fast that it makes your head spin. And apparently people don't even care. They're too busy trying to hold on to the little bit of pleasure that they think that they can still grab in the meantime, in the interim. You know, so this so-called mandatory volunteerism is the beginning of death squads. You know, it may take a number of different forms, but that's what it's the beginning of. I don't know. People just want to stick their head down in the sand and pretend like it's not happening and everything's going to be okay. Or maybe that, you know, maybe, you know, there are people that are writing their articles and they're saying, well, maybe in a year Obama won't be as popular and people will turn on him and blah, 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 blah. Well, maybe so, but in the meantime, All of this stuff is happening. They're passing. They're trying to pass, and they're coming awfully close. You know, not only this mandatory volunteerism, which is insane, but this so-called cap and tax, which potentially, if that passes, they're going to take all of your money. They'll be coming around, turning you upside down, and grabbing you by the ankles to shake any coins out of your pocket. They're going to try to take everything they possibly can. They've got this other bill that either is about to pass or has passed that federalizes all of the water. Any water, underground, on private property, doesn't matter. It belongs to the federal government. And they're basically taking your private property rights. And then with this national health care, they're appealing to selfish people that think, oh, well, it's going to be free. Government's going to pay for it. Well, quite frankly, we've got a nation full of sick people. And what's going to end up happening? People that are either on the wrong side of the political fence, or they're too old, or you know, or any number of other things that, especially dealing with politics, they're going to say, "Oh well, if you're too old, we're not going to help you. You just go die, or maybe we'll just put you to death, put you out of your misery like a horse or a dog." Euthanize you. Put you out of your misery. That's exactly what it's headed for. And in the meantime, it will, you know, we're basically bankrupt right now. But not quite. But, you know, the cap and so-called cap and trade or the national health care will be just the absolute ruination of the economy. And then hyperinflation is on the horizon. You know, as I've said before, the country is on a fatal trajectory. We're in the process of committing suicide. Sticking your head in the sand and pretending like it's not happening or trying to you know, grab all the gusto you can before it's too late is really suicidal and selfish. So, but, you know, people just don't seem to care. They don't care. They're busy. You know, they got all their little pleasures that their heads are still stuck in the mud. People are, they don't want to face reality. So it remains, you know, it's just a matter of time. And in the meantime, month after month, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of jobs each month are lost. There's more and more people that are unemployed. You know, they're raising taxes, which is, you know, just exacerbates the problem, makes it worse. Keeps the, you know, it's like a snowball rolling down the hill. So, I could either, you know, not talk about that anymore and just talk about tech. Or try to talk about happy stuff. you know, which, you know, and I'd probably have more listeners, at least in the short term, until people can't afford the tech anymore. So, anyway, that's what I think about that. I think it's a beginning of death squads. It's a disaster. It's a disaster that's about to go into progress. And if I had a kid, thank God I don't have a kid. You know, thank God I don't have kids. You know, because I'm just me out here by my, you know, I don't have any kids that I'm responsible for. Didn't, you know, nobody that I'm responsible for bringing into the world. You know, and leaving them in a more miserable world than ever. At least I didn't do that. So, anyway, I think I'm going to bring this to an end on a rather sour note. So, anyhow, better be getting headed to bed. Hope everyone is having a great week so far. I am. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying just kind of sitting around, not doing much of anything, and away from the truck. Kind of just completely forget about trucking for a few days. Got essentially 2 more days to go. Told them I'd be ready to go back to work Thursday at noon. So, got a couple more days to just, you know, just lay around and kind of do whatever I want to. Anyhow, that's it for now, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.